Dear Yuka, you have coordinated the first CSRware project, which was an innovation action, and now you are leading the second CSRware Next project, that is a research action. Which are the differences between the first project and the current project?
Well, surely this is a privilege in this way that CSRware was original, and there we had a very good, clear mind how to approach this problem that we are dealing more and more information, which is quite secure, critical from personal point of view, and how we handle that, and how we could see that this handling is done in a good way. On CSRware Next, we managed to create a platform, and there is even a company developing it further. Now we have seen that there are still quite large challenges which we need to address. There are quite a lot of dynamism in cybersecurity environment. And surely the legislation is still changing the same situation on CSRware. But at the same time, we need to do collaborative efforts so that the national entities can share the information, use the shared information, and that way they can be more prepared on this continuation, I would say, a battle in the network. So with this project, we can improve the organizational policy. We can enhance the collaboration between the different actors. And I think that this way we can integrate the threat intelligence in better way, and also use the AI in better way. We have seen the AI is a good tool, but it has some challenges, and we have to be aware of those and improve those as much as possible. And since we are in extraordinary situation, surely we were already on COVID time, but now there is horrible war ongoing. This is even more important in that respect. And I see that the only way to survive here is that we are doing and we are intensifying the collaboration. So if I compare now these two projects, CSRware set a platform, CSRware Next takes important steps towards the future, making it possible to share this knowledge, work together, do a collaborative effort.
The second question I have is that you have experiences with academic or scientific entrepreneurship from several other occasions with startups and entrepreneurship. Which are the necessary ingredients for a success in startup entrepreneurship in case there is some recipe, so to say?
Well, I have a motto in my research unit that whenever I consider hiring a person, my first questions relate if he or she has any good ideas how we can progress the discipline in this field. If there are good ideas, I might consider hiring. And then when we start the collaborative effort, the first is to show that these ideas can be realized, so that the idea can be proof that it is valid. This is fine. Sometimes we make even some papers about it, which is very fine. For me, the best result is that if this idea can be concretized, and it can survive in real agit test, And that means that it can be transferred to the company and be used in real business. So the major ingredient is that you have ideas, you are brave to push those ideas forward, and you are willing to also to realize the last mile so that you can make it concrete way to happen. Surely, if you want to then push as an entrepreneur, you have to have a stamina and you have to be willing to do it. It is always risk, and we can't, or I can't predict if it will fly in a good way. I try to support my people if they are willing to do it, and at least form a safety net if something goes very, very badly wrong. But for me, the best ingredient is that you have the will and you have good ideas. That's the way to make it in a good way.
And the last question is, how do you see the cybersecurity field and the market developing? There are always expectations for fast growth in terms of number of projects, turnovers for the companies that are active in the area, the fast way to create new jobs. But sometimes the higher the expectations, the bigger the problems they create for a healthier and more sustainable growth in the market.
I would think I'm perhaps a little bit old-fashioned. I wouldn't, when a new company is established, I wouldn't start immediately looking that it can be a unicorn. Especially on software security side, cybersecurity area, you have to have the skills, knowledge, and you have to develop them all the time. So I would say that, at least from my side, progressing steadily is better than and trying to make it to happen in a big way during one year. And I see that there is a lot of potential, a lot of need just now on area. Because of this extraordinary situation, there are a lot of activity, bad activity in the network. So I see two areas where a lot of work needs to be done. Surely there are already companies who have started to do that. The other part is that all companies who are working on network needs to be knowledgeable what they are doing. And they have to have at least some quite easy use tools to harness their product, their solution, so that it will survive in a network. So you have to have this kind of capacity to provide support. Even the small companies, SME level companies, so that they can create their own product in a good way. And they don't perhaps have knowledge on software security. But then there are needs where you need, so, and I call them deep knowledge, because there are black hats who literally try to break the world. And we have to find methods, tools to fight back, so that the infra of our societies can be tolerant, and also the productions can be tolerant against these hostile activities. So I see a lot of potential. My view is that instead of trying to grow 100% every year, make it steadily and improve your skills and have a good relationship with your customers and safe relationship with your customers, and that would be the good future also for the new companies and existing companies.